The theme for this year's day is Planet 50-50 by 2030, Step It Up for Gender Equality. The year 2030 is the deadline for the new Sustainable Development Goals, which include targets on achieving gender equality and empowerment of all women and girls, as well as ensuring inclusive and quality education for all and promoting lifelong learning. In his message to mark the day, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said, quote, "I remain outraged by the denial of rights to women and girls, but I take heart from the people everywhere who act on the secure knowledge that women's empowerment leads to society's advancement. Let us devote solid funding, courageous advocacy, and unbending political will to achieving gender equality around the world. There is no greater investment in our common future." End quote. Though some Zimbabweans openly marked the day today, some women said there is still a lot to be done for the country to achieve gender equality. They said there is need for the nation to step up efforts to fully empower women who have over the years been struggling to get equal opportunities like men. The women commended some efforts being made by President Robert Mugabe in creating better chances for women and girls to advance in society. The country once introduced some affirmative action measures that promoted the enrollment of more girls than boys at state universities and colleges. The impact of this move has not yet been measured. Dr. Nyepudzai Nyangulu, Director of Women in Management, Business and Development Trust, said, while some women in Zimbabwe had managed to break barriers, there was need for women to work together and support each other to occupy top positions in different sectors.
I think where the global emphasis is for 50-50, the national emphasis also from the ministry about women's participation, which is also step up 50-50. The sky is the limit. You know, the barriers are there, the difficulties are there. But guess what? You know, those can be conquered.
Yeah, views were echoed by Margaret Makanana Sangarwe, chairperson of the Zimbabwe Gender Commission and the only woman chairing a state commission in Zimbabwe at the moment.
This is the day where women can actually stand up and say, how far have we gone? And also men to look at themselves and say, how far have we gone in terms of promoting gender equality? We know our world is unequal in terms of gender. So it is important that we have this special day.
Another woman, Priscilla Misairam Mushonga, who has broken barriers of inequality in the political sphere and has served more than three terms in parliament, said, as women fight for equality, they should also deal with men who for long have thought power is their preserve.
I think it is a myth to believe that the struggle for against patriarchy is only limited to those women who would be struggling for political positioning. The struggle for women is the same. You know, for this woman who is struggling to provide food on the table for their child, to this woman who is fighting for political space. And like I always say, this is one area in which men band together. And it's not easy to break the barriers, which is why we keep talking about breaking the glass ceiling, shattering the glass ceiling. It is a very difficult thing because it's an area where society has always assumed that it is a male space.
Mushonga aged women not to give up fighting for equality.
This is a struggle that started centuries ago. And I think it doesn't matter how difficult it is. We may not be able to get the benefits of what we're fighting for now, but our great-grandchildren will enjoy those benefits. Just like what we are enjoying now, that recognition that a woman can be in a political space was fought for by other women centuries and centuries ago.
The 8th Parliament of Zimbabwe was expected to set a record in the region and the world over by achieving a 50-50 representation in the 2013 July harmonized elections. However, some women activists were angered by political parties in the country who failed to field more women candidates, especially when the constitution advocated for such representation in all political offices. SANPF and the Two Movement for Democratic Change formations fielded a combined 90 women compared to 663 males who participated in the elections, a far cry from equal representation. In other sectors, women believe they are still far from occupying top posts, while at the same time, some of them normally fall victim to political violence. One of them is Shefra Zamara, whose husband Itai was allegedly abducted by state security agents for urging President Mugabe to step down for failing to properly run Zimbabwe.
Today is Women's Day, and to the women in Zimbabwe, I want to say, please, women, let's stand up and say no to abduction. Help me to speak out to the government of Zimbabwe to release my husband.
It still remains to be seen whether Zimbabwe will achieve the set gender equality goals set by the United Nations, as the nation has a long way to go in terms of gender parity. Meanwhile, some representatives of embassies in Harare, civic society groups and government today made a 5-kilometer walk to highlight the importance of gender parity. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.